No need to look any further, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any further, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy
Nation. Out of the blue corner.
Time for the people in the back of that thing, man.
Shine.
How y'all doing? I'm sorry I'm late, y'all. How y'all doing this evening, though? Welcome to Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. I am your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pitch Productions, right? We upload all the episodes to my YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation. You got the IG page, _ Mr. Cowboy Nation, _. This page where we shoot the show live. Can you dig it? And we also have a Facebook page solely dedicated to the show, Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. All of which you can like, follow, subscribe. You know, whatever floats your boat to keep up with the show. Yeah. And we're available.
Oh, man.
Ah, I left my shirt. All right, whatever. We are available. Wherever you get your podcast, my personal favorite being Spotify. Can you dig it? So when you go on Spotify and you look for us, you search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation, right? That with Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? All right, so let's go ahead and get into the festivities. I'm late. You know, we gotta make up some ground. So let's go and get the people that came to see this evening. Yep. Yeah. Petty. Pendergrass. It's in the field. Let's go, man. All right. So, the guy I got coming over here is, he's a regular. Spent quite some time over here with your boy, old Petty, last year. And in two snaps, managed to get it, find himself over here. And it's just two snaps, managed to find himself over here. If you only get two snaps and end up on this segment, yeah, bro, you are a special kind of, I don't want to, you know, try not to be too hard. You are a special kind of, let's just face it, dumb, yeah. Ain't no other word for it. You're the best kind of dumb to end up over here at two snaps. Kadarius Toney, come on down here and see me. How in the hell, Kadarius Toney, do you get released after just two snaps? Kadarius Toney got two snaps and the 3-9 Cleveland Browns said they seen enough. Yeah, we seen enough. You can go ahead and go home. We ain't got no, we're a 3-win team, and we ain't got no room for you. Yeah, that's bad, bro. So, if you're all familiar with what happened with the two snaps that Kadarius Toney got, the first snap he got, both punt returns, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to get to y'all in this conversation in a minute. Both punt returns, 15-yard flag for Ton, right? 15-yard flag for Ton on your first snap. And the second snap, you just muffed the punt altogether. Just get the Pittsburgh Steelers the ball in prime field position after you get a ton. I don't know how you get a ton penalty on a fair catch, but he managed to do it. And and then he just muffed the punt altogether, right? Yeah, but clearly, like, yeah, we seen enough, bro. You just go ahead and stay at home. Just stay at home. Just don't even worry about coming back. Whatever we pay to, whatever sign the bonus, just keep it. We fine. Don't come back here. Oh, my God, Darius Tony. Come on down here and see me. My boy Joe in the building. What it do, Joe? And speaking of big dummies, Lee, what it do, man? Got my play cousin in here, K-Bug. He was taunting the player. That is why he got... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You taunting it, then you turn around and muff the punt. Like, you got two snaps, bro. And you managed to hurt the team on both snaps. After habitually lining up outside in Kansas City and dropping everything that come your way. Oh my God. Oh my. Oh my. So, oh my. Maybe a couple years in the XFL. Maybe that's what you need. All right. So let's get to why I'm real here. Number 27 that plays for the Dallas Cowboys. Whatever your. I don't want to know your name. From what I've seen, your name is hard to pronounce. And I really don't care to try to learn how to pronounce. We're just going to call you number 27. Your name does not deserve to be called. Number 27, come on down here and see me. You big dummy. Hey, producer, you got that Fred Sample queued up for me? Yeah, we're going to heavy dose of Fred Sample. So, if you didn't see the Monday Night Football game.
You big dummy.
Yeah, that's what I need. Now, keep that on cue for me. Keep that on cue. So, you didn't see the Monday Night Football professional contest between the Dallas Cowboys and the Bengals of Cincinnati. Let me tell you how it ended. So, tie game 2020. Cowboys just made a stop, which we hadn't seen a lot of from the defense. But the defense made a very key, crucial stop late in the fourth quarter. All we have to do is secure the punt. We got the best kick in the league, good from 65, easy. Secure the punt, get a first down, and let's kick a field goal at the gun, and we win the game. Right? Wrong. Cowboys blocked the punt, which all but wins the game, right? When the Cowboys block the punt, that all but wins the game because the field position is going to be absolutely awesome. All the Cowboys have to do is get away from the ball. You know, they say sometimes the worst thing to do is nothing at all. The worst thing you have to do is nothing at all. And this was a prime example. All you had to do was nothing. Get out the way. Let the ball roll harmlessly out of bounds. Let Cooper Rush get the 15, 20 yards that he's good for. That's about all he could muster up a drive in the fourth quarter for some reason. So let Cooper Rush get his customary 15 yards. We kick a field goal at the gun. No, not number 27. Not number 20. 27 said, I can catch it. And he runs up. I can catch it. Oh, no. Ball rolls all up his shoulder. Everybody's like, no, get away from the ball. I can catch it. You big dummy.
You big dummy.
Like, what are we doing? Get away from the ball. The game is won. Dummy, get away from the ball. I blame Mike McCarthy and the special team coach because every player that stepped out on the field prior to that punt should have known that the key priority was securing the ball. We need to get the ball back to the offense at all costs. We don't need no heroes. We don't need no Superman. We don't need no Wolverines. We don't need none of that. We need football players that know how to play football. Get the ball back to the offense. Nothing spectacular. Routine punt. Punt reception. Routine punt reception. If we block it, oh well. You know, but routine punt reception, let's just secure the ball, right? This is the responsibility of the head coach. The head coach should make sure everybody knows this. Hey, we want the ball, secure the ball at all costs. Nah. For some reason, number 27 thought it would be okay to be a hero in a situation that needed literally nobody. They could have put 10 dudes out there, took you off the field, put 10 dudes out there, and we'd have won the game. Like that's how bad and idiotic the play was, right? We'd been better off 10-11 on that. if it was 10-11, if we'd have left you out of the field, we win the game, right? Because there's no idiot to try to go field a punt that we blocked. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my 27. Oh my. And then he had the nerve to walk to the locker room with a towel over. You should have walked home. Like, you can't come in the locker room. You gotta go. You gotta get the hell out of the stadium now. You gotta leave. Like, you gotta get up out of here and go. Oh my. 27, come on down here and see me. Big dummy. You big dummy. Like, oh my. This pissed me off. Missed my whole night up, bro. I went from, oh my God, we finna win, to what the hell are you doing? Like, it was literally like, oh my God. All right, so let's take a break into action. Get a word from our sponsor. I'll be back.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
All right, I'm in this comment section to see what y'all got going on. My boy Boogs, he got talking about Tony got mental issues. Something wrong with that boy. He got a couple sandwiches missing out that picnic basket for sure. Harlem Walker's in the building. Say he should be, yeah, that's definitely cut action right there. You can go ahead and dip, bro. My boy found you a job. Hope your resume updated. My boy Jay Crenshaw in the building. What's up? He said, thanks, Jerome, for sharing on my sports page. Where you got season? Yeah, it's about over with now. I'm gonna do my state of the Cowboys later on in the show. You know, I was one. Oh, really? That's what's up. Hey, Debbie, how you doing, sweetheart? So what we do here, so I've just been notified that Debbie is new. So, Debbie, if you comment and, if you comment, I'll get to your comment. You know, we just basically a live conversation. We chop it up, talk about all things football. If you want to keep following the show, follow this page. We shoot it live weekly. Appreciate you for coming through, sweetheart. Yeah, well, holla, I'm with you. Definitely should be cut. K-Boogs, big dummy. He should have, definitely a paper bag. Definitely a paper bag. So he Lamont. Clemson got lucky. Hey, JG told you Clemson was standing on business. All right, so we about to get into the college playoff and all that here in a minute. So speaking of college football, that's a great segue, Boo. Appreciate you. So speaking of college football, question of the day brings me to this week's question of the day goes as follows. I'm trying to pull this bracket up. All right, cool. So will we see Arch Manning in the college playoffs, right? Because the narrative is going to be pushed out there that Quinn Ewers is struggling, he's not playing up to par, but they're not going to tell you that the Texas Longhorns had about 6 drops in the SEC championship game. That ain't on Quinn Ewers, right? So that ain't Quinn Ewers' fault. But they're going to tell you that Quinn Ewers is struggling. Maybe it's time to put Arch Manning in the game, right? I kind of feel like that's the narrative they're going to push. They want to see Arch. Arch is electrifying, right? He's the kids, you know what I mean? The other players on the team seem to gravitate to him. He's a playmaker, right? He's always doing something to make it go ooh or ah, you know, whether good or bad. I've seen some dumb picks, right? But I've seen some really good play too. So then his last name Madness, you know, that comes with a, you know, tad bit of privilege. let's go ahead and call a spade a spade. So, I think if Quinn Ewers comes out and he struggles a little bit, you know, they're pushing this narrative that he's struggling. So I think you may see a commentator kind of suggest that Arch get a snap or two. I kind of feel like that's what they want to see. I feel like they want to see old Arch in there. And I want to see old Arch in Dallas, to be honest. My boy Joe, welcome David to the pre-stage there, Joe. My boy Jay said he an Alabama fan in college football. Man! So I'm looking at man, y'all gonna make me get ahead of the show. All right, so let me get these couple takes off. I'm gonna get to the college football playoff in a minute. All right, so home stretch playoff taking shape. Playoffs taking shape, right? So as y'all know, the season is, you know, we're in a home stretch by what are we, 5-8? 13 games. So it's about what, 4 games left? So four weeks left in the season. And the season went by quick. So playoffs taking shape. We're starting to see who is who. Well, I gave you my top 5 last week. I think I'm gonna stick with it. You know, I'm not sold on KC, bro. I'm not. KC's getting a little too damn lucky. They're getting a little too damn lucky, right? And they about due for a loss. I think somebody gonna spank them. For their sake, I hope they spank them before the playoffs, right? Because if they get spanked like that inside the playoffs, then, you know, they go home, go bye-bye. No three-peat, right? So, yeah, so I'm looking at the, yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and, yeah, but my top 5 is the same as last week. I'm still taking Green Bay at 5, right? Green Bay, I think I had Green Bay at 5. Who I had before? Pittsburgh at 4. Give me Philly at 3. Buffalo at 2. I'm going to keep Buffalo at 2. Because I think that Rams game, we'll be finna get to here in a minute, was awesome. And I think if you play that game 10 times, you may have 10 different outcomes, right? I mean, you know, it'll go either way. It'll be close. I don't think one team is, you know, I think they're pretty evenly matched, right? So I think you get a good game probably 10 out of 10 times. The Rams team, let me ask y'all this. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get ahead of the show. So do y'all think that the Rams are emerging as a threat in the NFC? I know I had one question the other day by Arch Manning, but do y'all think the Rams are, do you think the Rams announced themselves as a threat with their win over Buffalo? Because Josh Allen played out of his mind, right? And it wasn't enough, right? And when McVay got all his pieces and McVay is cooking on offense, that offense is hard to stop. They can get anybody in this league 30-plus. I think Matt Stafford is the best QB in the NFC, right? So when you got the best QB in the NFC, those weapons, Puka, Kupp, you know what I'm saying, Kyren Williams. So, I mean, they could be a handful. They really can be a handful. Then they didn't replace Aaron Donald, but the young kid, I think his name Curse, he's pretty decent pass rusher, you know, so he can go get the QB on third and long, win the game on the line. My boy K Boogie said, Archibald has to play for Texas to advance the championship game. He has an impact. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I see KC winning the Super Bowl again because the NFL is rigged. Hey! Yeah, I'm just saying, whenever the flag is thrown in the Kansas City game, it seems like you automatically assume Kansas City is going to get the benefit of that flag. I'm just saying. I ain't calling, I ain't accusing nobody of nothing. I'm just saying what it look like from here. The Lions do look good. No, Seattle. Yeah, Seattle sneaky too, man. In the playoffs, it's going to come down who got the best QB and head coach, right? That QB head coach combo is what's going to carry a team in the postseason. And I'm sorry, in the NFC, McVay and Stafford, that's it for me, right? If I had to put money on any head coach QB duo in the NFC, you know, it'd be Matt Stafford and Sean McVay. I ain't no problem, sweetheart. Thank you for coming through. My boy Boog said Buffalo's run defense. It is suspect. What we got? My boy Joseph, I believe LA Rams is going to surprise. Yeah. LA and Green Bay, I think they're going to be here. They're going to be here in the playoffs. Those are going to be two teams you don't want to draw. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I think the Rams are emerging as a threat, man. If they about one more one more player in that front seven on defense away from really being a problem, right? But I think they're going to be a problem just because of the offense. Like the way McVay dials up plays, when he get it going, dude, this they are terrible. They hell to stop, right? Because, I mean, Matt still got it, bro. Matt still spin it, and he still can see the field, right? So, I don't know. I want to see what the Rams can do in the playoffs. All right, so speaking of the Rams, let's go over to this week. Did you see that moment? Comes from the Bills and the Rams game. Let's go check that out.
Rams have just had the ball for so much longer in this game, and now it's Josh Allen. Standing in. Letting one rip, going deep. Shakir hangs on! Oh down to the one! There's another highlight.
Oh, my God.
Shakir just went in on the out and the up.
Look at this.
And he is threading the needle here.
How was that ball not picked off? Like, how was that not picked off, right? So, oh, my God, Josh Allen. Like, so, like, and it's plays like that. Like, we know Josh Allen is a flight risk. He can be very careless with the ball, right? He throws some of the dumbest interceptions you ever. But then it's plays like that, right? It's like, dude, how the hell did you get the ball in there? That should have been picked off going the other way. When I saw it real time, I hopped up, picked Rams ball, right? Until Shakir got up. Well, I'm like, what the hell? Let me see that in slow motion, right? How the hell you get the ball in there? But Josh Allen is a bad man. I understand the hype. And I understand the accolades. All right, so what y'all been waiting on? The college football playoff. Let me pull this bracket up. Buffalo Mania. You a Bills fan, Debbie? Yeah, Josh balling, man. My boy Lee said, I got good faith in my Cowboys. We will bounce back. We will beat the Panthers. Yeah, I got us beating the Panthers. Panthers a little scrappy, though, but I think we'll beat the Panthers. I think Michael Parsons gonna wreck that game. I think we bet on grass anyway, too. This Lee said that. Oh, my. I think that was Lee. That was you said that we won't bounce back. My boy Joe said, do you think the game put Josh Allen in first place in MVP? No. To answer your question, no. Should Josh Allen be in the conversation? Absolutely. Josh Allen should be in the conversation for MVP. But I like Goff. I really like Goff. That's because I think the Lions are the best team in the league right now. Goff is the QB. Right, I've seen Goff go up against the Minnesota team that laid hands on him, had him on the ground all game. He found a way to win, right? So, threw multiple picks one game, found a way to win. You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, for my money, I got Josh Allen 1, Saquon 2, then Josh Allen, right? So, if I had to pick somebody right now, I'm going Jared Goff, but Saquon definitely. Saquon in the mix, you got to, you know, because Saquon is out of his mind right now. So, my little bro Nick in here putting these pigeons up in the comment section. you're a Cowboys, she said, I'm a Cowboys fan. I feel your pain, sweetheart. This is a rough one for us this year. My boy Jay said, I hate Jerry Jones. He has too much control of the Cowboys. That's why he like it, Jay. He want all the control. He want all the credit. My boy Nicholas said, Saquon Barkley MVP. Running back ain't had it in a minute. It's time. Hey, you know what, Nicholas? I hate the Eagles with everything in me. I do. I can't stand y'all. I hope y'all get the number one seed and get smoked. First team y'all see. That's what I hope happens to the Eagles. But I cannot lie. Saquon Barkley is definitely in the conversation for MVP. Like, so I got him at 2. If you want to give him the MVP trophy, I'm with it, right? Because, for one, like you said, running back hadn't had it in a minute. I think they're about due. And me personally, I do not like what they're trying to do to the running back position. So for Saquon to win the MVP or kind of throw a big old monkey wrench in them trying to devalue the running back position, they had to pay these guys again, I'm with it, right? So I'm all for a man getting his money. We need to clean up some of the bird. Preach, Jay. We need to get all that bird boo-boo off of here. He get 2,000, he gonna get it. Yeah, I can see that. The Eagles are the best running team in the NFL. They average 190 yards per game. But somebody told us that Kellen Moore need to go because he don't like to run the ball. But he goes across the division and builds the number one rushing offense in the league. But he didn't want to run the ball with us, real man. Some, I ain't snitching, but I think somebody lying. That's all I'm saying. Man, Mav ain't Mavin, man. We need a man. We don't need no RB1. We need to feed Rico Dowdle. Did you not see Rico go for $130 when it should have been $150 and buy three tubs? Like Rico told that thing, man. Right. So all right, college play. Y'all get me all off track, bro. College playoff, let me pull this bracket up. All right, so the college playoff, they finally got the bracket up. So this the bracket I got. I'm assuming it's right. Y'all let me know. If I'm wrong, y'all feel free to correct me. I got the Oregon at 1, Georgia at 2, Boise State at 3, Arizona State at 4. All four teams have a first-round bye. You got the 8-9 seed, Ohio State, versus Tennessee, which I think is going to be probably the game of these playoffs. I think this would be the best game of these playoffs. I'm a SEC guy, so I'm going Tennessee, right? But they didn't do Oregon no favors at all. Because if the 8-9 seed got to play Oregon, the Oregon get the one of Ohio State, Tennessee, that ain't nothing nobody just want. Like neither one of them teams, right? So I'm gonna say Tennessee. You got Tennessee and Oregon, which is gonna be awesome. Then you got number 12, Clemson versus Texas. You know, the winner goes to Arizona State, which is number 4. Look, Arizona State may be a tough out in these playoffs, right? I know it's Arizona State. We kind of overlooked that conference. But Arizona State looked damn good in that conference championship. They did. And they look like a team that if you go to sleep on, you may get sent home, right? So I want to see if they really take Arizona State serious or they, you know, kind of look past them and somebody gets shocked. So, the other side of the bracket, you got Notre Dame versus number 10, Indiana. And this thing shaped up just awesome for Notre Dame, right? So, Notre Dame got number 10, Indiana, which they going to smoke. And then the winner of the Notre Dame, Indiana game plays Georgia without their starting QB because Beck's shoulder is a train wreck, right? Probably needs surgery. Probably won't play no more in the college, right? So, backup QB, Notre Dame will definitely take advantage of that, right? So, Notre Dame's road to the national championship just really opened all the way up. And then you got Penn State and SMU, 6-7 seed. I think this would be a good game as well. I think this would be a good game as well, but I'm going to go with Penn State. And then they go to – the winner of that game goes to Boise State on the blue field. They get to see Mr. Genty, you know, who's been handing out 200-yard rushing performances like government cheese this year. Can you dig it? I don't think Genty goes for 200 on Penn State. I don't believe that'll happen. I think you're looking at Penn State, Notre Dame, and I'm going to go Texas. I'm going to go Texas, Oregon, right? Final Four. Now, what happens behind that, I don't know. My boy Jay said he like Oregon. Oregon has been the best team in the country. The Bengals run defense sucks, though. You're right. That's why I said it should have been $150. Mike McCarthy lied. Yeah. I've been a fan since Cunningham. You locked in. I'm sorry to hear that, man. You've been a fan, you know. You know. I'm just saying, bro. Like, how does one become an Eagles fan, right? How do you like a team that's notorious for hating and don't never win? Like, I know y'all be talking about us. Y'all ain't won in 30 years. We still got 5 Super Bowls, bro. And the Eagles got 1 Super Bowl in 60 years. So that ain't like, that's not the same. We ain't got the same history at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm just curious how one become, you know. It's kind of like Silky Johnson. I'm on Dave Chappelle to like the hater. Yeah. Like, well, if somebody tell me they're an Eagles fan, I automatically hear a hater. Ho. I'm trying to get y'all in this conversation. Mike McCarthy needs to quit calling plays. He look like he has Domino's food menu. I don't know, man. What the hell he called? Because I know this second half play calling been atrocious. Absolutely terrible. One where the teams are going to play in cold weather cities, that should be interesting. You ain't lying about that. So who we got in that boat? This is SMU and Penn State. So them Texas boys got to go to Pennsylvania. Right? So, I don't know. We'll see. But you know I'm right with it. SEC, man. You know, defense and run game travels. And that's one thing the SEC do. They're going to run that ball. They're going to play some D. Well, Jay said he like Oregon. I like Indiana over Notre Dame. Ooh, I don't know about them. I think Notre Dame about to put Indiana in a pack. Roll them up and smoke them, baby. First black quarterback I seen on TV. Oh, I got you. So this what happened. Okay. I guess I can respect that. Jalen Hurts, you just started watching football. You really don't know no better. I got you. we can original franchise since the 30s. Yeah, but I understand all that. But that, you really making my point. Since the 30s, you still ain't got but 1 Super Bowl ring. That's terrible. Do you think Jerry Jones fired Mike McCarthy after the season over? I don't think he's going to fire him. I think. But it's not going to be an official firing. I think he's just not going to re-sign him, right? Let his contract expire. You know, you good luck in your future endeavors. And I'm going to get me a coach. I think that's how it's going to go down. We'll say, love to see a Georgia-Tennessee rematch. That would be. I don't see with Georgia without their starting quarterback. I don't think they're going to be the same team. I really think they're going to get bowl race. Somebody going to smoke them. I would like to see Texas win it all. I guess. Texas coming to the SEC in their first year, right? And if they win the whole thing, right? I know they came up short in the SEC championship, but if they say, hey, our first year in the SEC, we won the whole thing, that's going to kind of look bad on the league. But I don't know. I think Notre Dame got a couple softballs, bro. I really do. And I think Notre Dame going to kind of. I got you, Nick. Oh, Randall Cunningham. Okay. Gotcha. I can definitely understand that. Randall was a bad boy, though. Yeah. All right, so, where we at? Yeah, but I'm very interested in that. I'm probably going to be going live a lot. It won't be no show. I'm just going to be live. Right. I'm very excited. I think this is going to be just. I got real high hopes for this, right? 12-team playoff, wide open. Everybody got a shot. Look, the Arizona State Sun Devils got a shot to win the whole thing, right? This is what we've been asking for, like with the college playoffs. Quit putting the same 4 teams in. Get somebody else a chance to win something, damn it, right? So that's what we've been asking for. We finally got it. And, you know, I'm excited to see. Jay said he can see Oregon winning it all. I can see Oregon winning it all too, but I just, like, Notre Dame got some cakewalks, bro. Like, and depending on what happens with Georgia and his quarterback situation, because I don't have no faith in the backup He can run it pretty good, but passing, he garbage. That kid is an interception waiting to happen. All right, so week 15. Go pick some of these. I'm gonna pick these games. Week 15. We're getting to my topics. And I'm gonna slide on out of here. DJ hit that beat for me. I really appreciate y'all coming through and hollering at your boy, man. Keeping me company. All right, so Thursday night football, we got the Rams versus the 49ers in San Fran. Rams off of that big, big emotional win against Josh Allen, who was on fire, right? If the Rams can beat Josh Allen playing like that, and they always play San Fran tough, give me the Rams. I'm gonna take the Rams over San Fran. Cowboys, Panthers, and Carolina. Cowboys bounce back, beat the Panthers, right? Chiefs, Browns, and Cleveland. The Chiefs gonna lose one of these one-score games, right? Cleveland is the team I think can do it. I'm not picking Cleveland. I'm not. I think it's going to be another one-score game. I'm giving the Chiefs a win, another one-score game. But the Chiefs going to get bit in the ass in these one-score games. But it won't be this week. Dolphins versus the Texans in Houston. Give me the Dolphins. I like the Dolphins a little better. Because I'm going to be honest, when we played the Houston, I wasn't really impressed. I really wasn't. I think if the Cowboys got Dak Prescott, I think they smoke Houston when they play. Right? I wasn't really impressed with Houston. I think Miami can sneak on by them. Jets, Jaguars in Jacksonville. Give me the Jaguars. Jets are trash. Commanders versus Saints in New Orleans. Give me the Saints. Ravens versus the Giants in New York. Lamar Jackson all day, every day, a whole bunch to a little. This is gonna be a good old fashioned behind the woodshed ass whooping right here. Baltimore, big over the Giants. Bengals versus the Titans. Give me the Bengals. Keep the momentum going. Patriots versus the Cardinals in Arizona. This game is tricky. I'm going to go Cardinals close. Give me the Cardinals by three. But if you playing one of them pick'em sheets, you probably won't go both ways on that Patriots-Cardinals game. All right. But for the sake of this conversation, I'm taking the Cardinals. Colts, Broncos, and Denver. Give me Denver. Denver playing ball right now. Bills versus the Lions. Potential Super Bowl preview. Right? To me, if the Super Bowl, my Cowboys not being in the win, right? So, I want to see a Super Bowl like that Rams-Bills game. That's what I want to see for a Super Bowl, right? Two QBs just airing it out, putting on the show. I would love to see that, right? But may have the potential for part two of the Rams-Bills. So, give me the Bills. Give me the Bills. I don't think the Bills lose two straight. Give me the Bills and knock the Lions off. Bucks versus the Chargers in L.A. The Bucks are a sneaky good team. They really are. Give me the Bucks. Give me the Bucks to beat the Chargers in L.A. Steelers-Eagles in Philly. Drama in Philly, AJ mad, right? So since I got Eagles fans here putting pigeons all in the comment section, so are y'all willing to admit that there's a problem going on your offense? Anytime you win the game and your number one receiver is doing a press conference, like this, he mad because he only got 43 yards, but y'all won the game. Real diva behavior. It's giving spoiled brat, right? It's the NFL, man. You got a dub in the NFL. Like, what you mad about? You know how hard it is to get a dub in the NFL, right? You got to win, but you mad because you only got 43 yards. You AJ Brown, bro. Like, when you come into the game, the defense coordinator he has you on his mind. These are professional defensive coordinators. Sometimes they're going to take you out the game, bro. It happens. But you won, right? So, I don't know, man. I don't trust Philly. I don't trust Philly. Russell Wilson looks good, right? I was one, you know, I ain't gonna start nothing. I ain't gonna start nothing with you Dak fans. I'm gonna leave that alone. So give me the Steelers over the Eagles. I trust Russ and the Steelers defense a little more than I do the Eagles. My boy Nick, Jay said, Nicholas McNair, do you remember Warren Moon? Preach. He was a black QB as well, and in my opinion, much better than Randall Cunningham. But hey, that's you know, that's just my opinion. Packers, Seahawks, in Seattle, Sunday Night Football. Give me the Packers 30-24. I think it's a good game. I think it's a close game. I think Jordan Love pulls it out in the end. Monday Night Football, doubleheader. We got Bears at Vikings. Give me the Vikings. Bears ain't dead. All right, so give me the Vikings 28-17. Then the second one, we got the Falcons versus the Raiders. This will be a nail biter. Give me Kirk. You like their cousins. 21-20. So those are my picks. I'm saying never did nothing for you. Yay. All right, I'm going to do my State of the Cowboys address, man. I'm going to get on out of here. Steelers over Eagles, hell yeah. Screw the Eagles. You know how I get down, Jay. I really wish they could tie and both of them could lose. That would be awesome for me, right? But if I got to pick one, I'm picking the Steelers, man. Screw the Eagles. All right, so topics. Let's get to it, man. State of the Cowboys. What do I think about the Cowboys after? Yeah, look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go ahead and get in front of the show. I got this on here. I'm going to put this out here. So, there's a saying that a team takes on the personality of their head coach. Right? There's a saying. That a team takes on the personality of the head coach, which I know for a fact. So I've coached basketball, right? I've coached like teenage boys in basketball. So I can attest that is a true statement. You're around these kids a lot, right? From my vantage point, like me coaching kids, I'm around these kids 2 to 3 hours, two to three days out of the week of practice. When we're on the court, this is what I expect. This is the mentality I need you to have, right? So after a while, it rubs off. It rubs off on the kids. And they do take on the persona of the head coach. If the head coach is doing what he needs to do, right? So with that being said, this team consistently shoots themselves in the foot via penalty, via doing dumb stuff in situational football, which we are absolutely terrible at. We're terrible at situational football. You can count on us to mismanage the clock, do something dumb like touch a block punt. Right? Just routinely. Feisty say, we gonna fight, but just dumb. A little dumb when it comes to situational football. Right? So, that comes from up top. Comes from up top. Number 27 been with us all year. He started at corner for us. Right? And I know on the broadcast they tried to cover out. He's a guy that just brought in off the street and just plugged him in a special thing. Nah, that's a lie. He's been with us all year. He started at corner, right? I want to say the first game we beat the Giants, he was the guy that intercepted Daniel Jones to end the game. So he's been on the field playing pretty much all year, on and off, right? There's no excuse to not know to get your ass out the way on the block punt. There's no excuse for that. Zero. When you got a head coach, a special teams coach, you got players on the field with you, right? And nobody said nothing. Nobody said, hey, get away from the ball. Nobody grabbed him. Hey, get your ass away from him. What are you doing? All right? So, as the head coach, you should have made that clear. Right? If I'm in a situation with my team, timeout. Boom. Come in. Hey. Hey. Do not foul. We are not fouling. Tight D. Contest the shot. Box out. Get the rebound. We are not fouling. Let's let them have a shot, but let's contest it. Hopefully they miss it. We get the rebound. We win the game. As a coach, that's your job. That's your job. This game is won. This game is won. Hey, hey, secure the ball. I don't need no heroes. I just need the offense to get the ball back. By all means, secure the ball. Don't be the guy. That's all Mike McCarthy had to say before the punt. Before the punt attempt. That's all he had to say. How long did it take me to say that? Watch this. Check this out. Hey, we just need the ball back. Fossil, let the guys know securing the ball is priority number one. We don't need no return. We don't need nothing. We need the ball back. Period, point blank. I don't even have to have a return. Just, let's just get this punt secured. Let's get the ball secured. Let's get the ball over to the offense. We don't need nothing cute. We don't need no heroes. Why was that message not relayed before that punt? Because clearly it wasn't. Clearly it wasn't. Right? And routinely, it's been something of that nature. Guys unprepared, not knowing what to do in certain situations. The coach is like, he don't know what to do in certain situations. Right? And this, and for those of you who came on my live Monday and let me vent, I appreciate y'all, man, for listening to me, to, you know, your boy get on the soapbox. And I had to get that stuff out, man. But this is what I'm talking about. Why? And then there's reports coming out that the whole team endorses Mike McCarthy. So what? The whole team got one playoff win in the last nine, what? Two playoffs win in the last 9 years. So the whole team opinion don't really hold much weight to me. Because clearly y'all don't know what it takes to win in the postseason. Clearly. 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 Like that's not even my opinion. That's fact at this point. Judging by the postseason numbers, this team clearly does not know what it takes to win in the postseason. So, your opinion on who you endorse, who you think, it doesn't mean a damn thing. It don't mean a rat, you know what? Because it's not yielding results. So, but, you know, Jerry Jones has not ruled out a contract extension. Seems like McCarthy doesn't care. He there for a paycheck, right? He know he can't get fired. And that's my thing. Like, if Mike was this offensive genius that he has fooled Jerry into believing that he is, you literally have nothing to lose. Why is this playbook not wide open? Right? You the one want Cooper Rush because Cooper Rush gives us the best. I guarantee you the one telling Jerry that garbage. Cooper Rush gives us the best chance. Cooper Rush looks like he about 8-1 out there playing quarterback. Slow, scared, throwing the ball in the ground, right? Just a highest painful to watch. So unathletic, it ain't even funny. Zeke still getting carries and ain't worth two dead flash smash. Got Dalvin Cook on the bench, right? Just a clown show. It's a clown, like, has no clue. Oh, what's going on? So, and we're endorsing that. Yeah, we want him back. If you want to bring Mike Zimmer back, cool. Because the defense has slowly got it together, right? The defense has slowly turned around, got it together. The defense is respectable now. Couple more pieces, Zim may have something. We may have a Super Bowl caliber defense, right? I can see the defense, but this offense and the guy that's running, all of them need to get the hell out. All of them need to go. All of them need to go. I've seen enough of Mike, and whatever he got to offer on offense, I'm good. I don't want it. I'm fine. All right, so as y'all know, I was against tanking, right? I want Travis Hunter, but I'm not willing to go through what it takes to get Travis Hunter. But after losing on Monday night like that, you know, some things just ain't meant to be. It ain't. Because how the hell you lose like that? Really? Really? How do you lose a game like that? And you fight for 1% chance. You need every game to even have a prayer. And you lose like that? This is like not year. We snake bit, right? So, yeah. Let's see what we got in the young guys. Screw it. Let's do it, man. Let's go ahead and enter. And our name in the Travis on the sweepstakes. See what we can do. Let's go ahead and see what we got with the young guys, man. Let Trey have it, right? Put some of these young fellas in. Let Leo Fowl have it. Maybe if we'd have took, let's just keep it a buck. Okay, we get in the playoffs. What we gonna do? Who we gonna beat in the playoffs with a backup? With Cooper Rush? With Cooper Rush at QB, who are we gonna beat? Really? Honestly. Who gonna beat? Who got a real shot at beating in the playoffs with Cooper Rush at QB? Joe said we a curse. It's rough. It's rough, Joe. It's rough. I ain't gonna lie. But there's always next year, right? And next year, we got a ton of cap space. Look like we're gonna have a high draft pick, right? Let's see what we can do. Team's not bad. Parsons is going to get signed. So we have Lamb, Dak, Parsons locked up. We can build around those three guys. Diggs still under contract. We can build around that, right? I don't know what's going to happen with Bland. We got to figure out what we're going to do with Bland. But, the team is not, the company's not there. So, but this year's a wash, man. It's over with. Like, it's just too much to overcome. The hill is too steep to climb. Football guy said, Cowboys not y'all this year. Like, they've made it clear. It won't be us. this ain't our year. This is one for the books. This is a nightmare. You understand? So, I don't know, man. I said I wasn't a fan of tanking, but look like, you know, tanking is the only shot at this point. Go ahead and let the young guys get it. See what they can come up with. See what we got in the young fellas, right? But knowing Jerry Jones, who has not a clue, he's going to tell Mike try to win these games. So, whatever. If y'all want to keep trying to win, whatever the Cowboys want to do, I'm with it. I'm going to ride with it. But I think we should go ahead and start looking towards the draft. That's just my opinion. All right, y'all. That's all I got. I'm about to slip on out of here. I appreciate everybody coming through. Jay, Joe, my play cousin, Book, Debbie. Thank you, sweetheart, for being a newcomer. And I hope you enjoyed yourself tonight. So me and my producer has talked, right? I'm tired of showing up late. He's tired of me showing up late, right? So we are going to move the show back to Tuesday night. Next Tuesday, 6 to 7, new episode of Let's Talk Football here on this page. Make sure to follow, like, subscribe. This page, Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. YouTube page, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Right, so we'll catch y'all Tuesday. Okay, what'd you say, Joe? Rams over 49ers with no problem. That boy said, this dog walking? Bill Belichick signed with North Carolina because he wanted to be close to his daughter. I mean, his girlfriend to take her to school every day. You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I didn't want Bill Belichick in Dallas. I didn't. I think we need a young coach, right? Jerry Jones. I'm trying to read your comment, Jay. Said Jerry Jones doesn't know how to win either, starting with Jimmy Johnson. Yeah. Yeah, he ain't won nothing since Jimmy Johnson. Okay, appreciate you, baby girl. She said, yes, everyone enjoyed the show. I appreciate y'all, man. Okay, all right, Jerome, you're a cool dude. I like your show. Appreciate that, Joe. Appreciate that, Joe. All right, so.
Oh, my.
So, the next show will be next Tuesday. This upcoming Tuesday. Not Wednesday. We'll be going on Tuesday night, 6 to 7, right here. You know, until then, Mr. Cowboy Nation challenges you not to be good, but to be great. Let's get ready for the Panthers. Go Cowboys.